This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Is he mobile on the Solid State Sessions? Yes.
Did I break your concentration?
Happy Black Friday, everybody. What's going on? Adam Hairhawk. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. And if you are on a shopping list for some Michigan-made music, oh, did you score on a Black Friday? In studio today, I have the one, the only Grand Poobah of Michigan-made music, Keith Jennings. He is going to be joining us here momentarily. He's going to be talking about Whaley's Children's Jam going on the 42nd annual. Ross going to be playing some tunes from the bands that are going to be participating, donating their time for such a great event. But let's get things going. Let's have a little fun. He just got here, so I'm going to give him a chance to kind of hang around. We are also going to be going Facebook Live if you want to leave a comment, question, dirty joke. We will read them on the air. In the meantime, here's Iggy Pop. Here's The Passenger, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Belongs to you and me, so let's stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride. Oh, singing la 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 la. Yeah. I felt a whole lot better since
Terry Lee Shayna and the lead.
Lead headaches.
Lead headaches.
I'm pretty sure. Lead headaches.
Lead headaches.
Terry can slap me if I'm wrong.
I keep saying lead headaches. I don't know. Terry can go ahead and call in at 810-433-2006. 810-433-2006. Is it lead headaches or is it lead headaches? Anyway, yeah, you sent that to me and like, you know, let's see what we can do for you. And it's some good stuff.
It is good stuff. You know, he said, well, I might have got some good stuff. What do you think about it? And I said, well, I like it. Give me a copy, and I'll get you on the radio.
Yeah, and you certainly did. That voice you hear is the one, the none other, Uncle Keith, Keith Jennings. Keith is the head of the Whaley's Children's Jam for the 42nd year this year. 43rd?
42.
You've been doing it for so many years, different venue this year. It's going to be at the Corona Road Bar, 3110 Corona Road in Flint. You still love doing this, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like promoting the local talent, and everybody is always on board to do it.
It has become a who's who of Flint local talent. I've played it many times, and I had to fight tooth and nail to get on that bill.
Not always easy because, I mean, you can only have so many bands in 2 days, you know.
Exactly. We're going to talk about this many times, but let's talk about it now. Who is playing Friday? Who's playing Saturday? Let's do this.
Okay, the first night we got Short Circus. You might not know all these bands, but you should. Short Circus, The Screaming Casanovas, you know them. Hyper, Rushmore Pass, Locos, Sibyl and the Beast. That's on Friday.
Yes.
Starting at 6 o'clock, and on Saturday, Mr. Cool, Domestic Disturbance, Super Horn Dog, Pillage People, Buzz Bin, Smells Like Flannel, and even though the radio ads say Wizard's Fool, unfortunately, they had to back out, and I have Thundergust coming in to replace them.
Wow, okay. Yeah, it sucks that Thundergust can't be there, but no, wow.
Thundergust will be there.
Wizard's Fool can't be there, right. But it's really cool that you get Thundergust in there. I mean, that's pretty cool.
They're all original, and that's what's cool, too.
Yeah. I mean,
you got a lot of their stuff if you never heard them.
Thunder and, you know, Scott Gus Green. Those guys were fantastic when they were in here. We are going Facebook Live if you want to leave a comment, question, or dirty joke. We got Alicia saying, love his shirt. You're wearing a Domestic Disturbance shirt. So they're commenting on that. Domestic Disturbance says, love your bar, talking about Alicia. So those two are having their love affair right now. Matthew says, hello from Thundergus. Yes, yes. You were just announced that you have been added to the list for Whaley Children's Jam. It's going to be a good time. 42 years. Could you guess on how much money you've raised for this place?
Well, if you go by the past 22 years, we raised about $6,000 to $7,000 a year. So say 7 times 20 grand, I mean 7,000 times 20 years, 22 years, that's 140. We're probably up to at least a $250,000.
$250,000.
Because the earlier years didn't raise that much money. I had to build on that.
Yeah.
And starting about the late 90s, I started actually cashing in on getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 16th annual, we actually did $8,000.
Ooh. I mean,
that was a milestone at the time.
You had some big ones. You had Rare Earth playing one.
Well, that was in 86, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. At the Capitol Theater. That year, and then the next year, we had Seduce and Halloween headlined it at the Capitol.
Jeez. I'm a Michigan music lover, and I think I peed a little when you just said that. All right, so we are going to be spotlighting some of the music from the bands you're playing over the weekend. We have to kind of limit ourselves to the bands who put in their own original music. I mean, we have to put a limit on there somewhere, right?
Yeah, you can't do all of it.
Right, so let's talk
it's
about...
It's only an hour show.
Let's talk about the Screaming Casanovas.
I've known all them guys and separately, well, two of the guys separately for years and years.
Yeah.
The drummer, Doug, I've known him since back in the...
The shirtless drummer.
Seldom a Days, if you remember them guys, back from the 90s.
I do not.
And then Rob Atha from many bands from way back. I've only known the bass player about 5 years or so.
Yep.
And but them guys are fantastic. Then they got Eric, also the other guitar player that's in the band.
They're all fantastic. Every time I show up there, especially that bass player you're talking about, he every time he shows up, he brings in his own beer. He's got his idea that he has to bring beer, but he brings in the best beer.
So he loves that different kinds of stout beers.
Kurt, I am not going to argue with him on this one. Because every time I bring him in, he's like, do I have to still bring my own beer? I'm like, I email him back, yes, Kurt, yes, you have to bring your own beer. Here's Scream Casanovas. Here's Fool Like Me. It's on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
They got good music.
And then, of course, see him at Whaley's.
My feelings show. Didn't come here to break down. I don't want your pity now. Wanna tell you how sorry I am. And no matter what, I'll be your friend. I don't know how these guys come out of here. You know I'll never understand. Guess I should have known. I guess I couldn't. Sometimes bad things happen when my anger gets the best of me. Should've walked out your door. Could've left so easily. You never find another fool like me. When I saw his face, that's an image that I can't erase. I could tell he had fear in his eye. I hid my behind a Colt 45. His blood red, red, I'll never forget. The look in your face when you knew he was dead. I wish I could take back what happened that night. Find a way I could make things right. Guess I should have known. I guess I couldn't see. Sometimes bad things happen when my anger gets the best of me. I should've walked out your door. Could've left so easily. You never find another fool like me. My life's been wasted, I'm in living hell. I think about you every now and then. Wishing you were in my arms again. The others laugh at the tears in my eyes. I feel so empty inside. I pray each night I can only pretend. There's only one way the story can end. Guess I should have known. Guess I couldn't. Sometimes bad things happen when my anger gets the best of me. I should've walked out your door.
Hi, I'm Kurt.
I'm Rob.
And we are the Screaming Casanovas, and you're listening to Adam on Solid State Sessions. I fucked my lineup.
Casanovas, right there, Matilda Bay, right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. A double shot from them. We got some of Rob and we got some of Kurt.
Yep.
And they're going to be part of the Whaley Children's Jam going on December 1st and 2nd. I've got the grand poobah of that event here today. You've been doing it for 42 years. What is the hardest part when you're doing this?
Well, nothing anymore. It seems like there was always a venue to do it, so I didn't have to look for that. Because there was a few years, quite a while back, before George started hosting at Chester's, there I had to look for a different venue every year.
Oh, no kidding.
And that changed when he hosted it for 22 years. He graciously bowed out this year and decided, you know, it was time for, and it was a year of change for me. I'm going through a lot of different things, with just, you know, good things, but it's a year of change. So I brought it home to Coronado Bar.
Good.
Which makes my life easier because I don't have to even move a PA or anything, you know.
It makes sense because a lot of the bands, they know that venue. They've been there. They know all
the bands on the list play there all the time.
Yep. So let's get some other people out there. So if you are out here and you are a big lover of Michigan-made music, get on out to the Crun Road Bar on December 1st and 2nd. It's the Whaley Children's Jam. All the money goes to kids for Christmas.
Yeah.
If they don't want to pay a $10 cover, what do they got to do?
Just bring a new toy.
Okay.
You can, don't even have to be a toy. You can donate other items that, because the kids can use anything but toys.
Sure.
They can use clothes, school supplies,
I know a couple of people have their own business. If they could donate a gift certificate.
Yep, gift certificates for the raffles. Because we're doing raffles and 50-50s. I've got a nice acoustic that everybody that's playing is signing that we're going to raffle off on a separate ticket this year.
Oh, nice.
So it's a $5 ticket just for that guitar. We used to auction it, but by the time Saturday night comes around, everybody's drunk and out of money. So so it's better. I came up with this idea.
It's
a better idea.
Yeah.
You know? And we got somebody heading up the raffles this year, so it'll be a lot better than it was the last few years. And way more sponsors this year. It's amazing how many more businesses have donated money.
Let's talk them through it.
We've got some of the usual ones. There's Music Man Pawn Shop. Of course, Fox 103.9.
Yeah. Yes, Fox. Yeah, absolutely.
DJ Panda. He does kids stuff. He does, like, kids parties and stuff, but he's also in Domestic Disturbance.
Yes.
Top Quality Collision. Solid State Radio, of course.
Of course.
Uncle Tripper's a friend of mine in Florida, donates me money every year. Coronado Bar. Factory 2, because they donated all the labor and the ink for the shirts this year.
Factory 2,
God bless them. Anthem Electrical Services, Shauna Hines, she sponsors the money for the shirts. Clearview Building Maintenance, Michigan Sound, Apple Mechanical Heating and Cooling.
Apple!
Luna Chicks, well, they're going to be the girls helping do the 50-50s and helping the raffles and
taking
your money.
Okay.
Jesters, because they're still going to donate even though they're not hosting it. Flint Rock Guitar Shop and Nasty Studios.
Nasty, yes. That Nasty that we're talking about?
Yeah, my drummer Nasty. He wanted to donate this year, so I said, well, why not? I'll take your money.
Let's talk about Sybil and the Beast.
I love them guys. They've built a name for themselves around town, and they put on other shows. They're Penny Candy Productions, you probably know.
Yes, yes, I do.
So they're another really cool thing in the Flint area that promotes local talent.
They are. And they're starting to grow out a little bit because they have shows going out to BMOs over in Bay City.
Yeah, they do BMOs, Beamers.
Yeah.
And, of course, they do some stuff at the Machine Shop and Sherman's, Coronado Bar.
It's only a matter of time before they become national. In the meantime, and they're entertaining all of America. Here they are. Here's Sybil and the Beast. Here's America Dream on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Yeah, they're nice. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mr. Cool. You're listening to Solid State Sessions.
Right there with Running on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Do we have a band out there that wants to do a 40-minute set tonight? Tonight at the Corona Road Bar. Keith Jennings, who pretty much runs the place, honestly. You just had a band cancel, and you need a band now. 40 minutes. What kind of genre are you looking for?
Music.
Music? Fantastic. Rap, rock. solo acoustic.
Well, no rap. We don't do rap.
And metal.
But it's okay. I think I got it fixed. So
you always do. You always have it figured out.
So we can talk more about Whaley now.
Whaley. Whaley's Children's Jam going on. The 42nd year going on very soon. And I know it took me a while to get my band involved in that. It's a nice who's who of Michigan-made music. Different venue this year, Corona Road Bar. We talk about that. We've been playing some of the bands that are going to be at Corona Road Bar that weekend for the Whaley Children's Jam. But let's talk about your band.
My
band.
Let's
talk about Hyper.
This band. It's my... Okay, I'm talking... I started the band in like 81...
Yeah, you've
and
been,
this
you,
is,
you, yes.
I've had many different versions, but this one's going to be 7 years old next year, and we're going to have our third album out as this band with all new originals.
And every time I've come out and done a sessions concert series with you guys, you kind of give me the lowdown on it, but let's kind of clue everybody else in. The new album, how's it doing?
It's good. We're recording now. We're just, you know, into a couple songs we think are keepers, and we just haven't done the rest yet. So we're aiming for February, because it's the 7th anniversary of this band, of this version.
This band has been together for 7 years?
This version of the band has been together for 7 years in February.
Oh, my God.
Time flies.
I'm telling you.
It doesn't seem like it, because it's been so much fun. I've been playing a lot more with this version of the band than I have in a while, too, so that's good.
I think this is it. I've got in my window, it's called Track 2. I believe this is the gift.
The game.
That you did for the Horn Dog Chronicles.
Right. I'm not sure
how
which
was,
one.
How was that?
Well, that's fun. It's just so laid back. You come in and they interview, you do two songs, then the interview, you do another song. You know, just talk about whatever comes up. It's not even rehearsed at all.
They had me on episode 7 of that year, and it was a blast. I mean, it was kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and plug whatever I have. Next thing I know, it's like, oh, would I rather do somebody with Garfield's face? Or, you know, it was like a weird kind of... kind of a vibe, but I enjoyed it. Here, and all of a sudden after that, they start doing live music, and I did find it. Here is Hyper with The Game. Now, you want to talk about The Game for a little bit before we play it?
Well, it's a song I went through. Well, my wife passed through a lot of shit through the, which was, she went through a lot of things. I won't go into that part.
Sure.
But the song's about the hospital game.
Yeah.
And what they put you through and everything, all the stuff that happens during anything, anybody that goes to dinner.
Right.
That they make you feel like you're all the same, you know, and you're not, you know, but they're treating you like you're just another number. And that's kind of what it's about.
Here is The Game from the Horn Dog Chronicles. It's right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
See if that's right. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Keith Jennings from Hyper, and you're listening to Solid State Sessions.
Keith Jennings in studio. He is heading up the 42nd annual Whaley Children's Jam, and he is my co-host for tonight. Keith, you've been here so many times. Did your key work when you got in the door? Was somebody in your parking spot? Let me know.
No, the door just opened.
You have been booking bands for the Corona Bar for many years. How does a band get into the Corona Bar?
The easiest way is to come up for a jam night. We do every Thursday night, open jam. We have a host band, Domestic Disturbance hosts it. So there's full band gear there. Just come up with your guitar if you want to sing, or you want to, if you have a whole band, or if you just want to sit in with somebody or them,
yeah,
come on up. And a lot of bands have started up there. A lot of bands have got in there that way there too, and have developed from that point.
I can see that because, I mean, I don't get up to the Corona Bar as much as I would like to because I love the CRB. But, I mean, you kind of see, like, the pictures because you guys post pictures. Here's this band with this band, and next thing you know, all of a sudden that band is a thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it's actually happened a lot.
Now, I'm going to call you on the carpet on this one because there was one jam night where you are the sound guy extraordinaire. You know how to deal with things. But you had somebody out there with a soundboard, with a phone, and everything else. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Not exactly, no.
Somebody came in with a soundboard, and they kind of want to sing through a telephone and had...
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah. Talk me through that one.
Huh?
Talk me through that one.
It was a disaster. Because the problem with the guy wasn't what he was doing. The problem was that when he came in, he had to figure out how he was going to hook everything up every time.
Oh, okay.
That was the biggest problem. What he did wasn't, it was really strange, but it was cool at the same time. But that was the problem. It took too much time to try to figure out how to set it up. And he goes, you only got so much time on a jam night.
Right. So your suggestion to him would be have it together.
Right.
Get your you-know-what together.
Yeah, he hasn't been around. I don't know what's going on with him. So, but that was the only problem with that. I remember that now that you mentioned it. Talking through the phone thing, that's what triggered it.
Yeah. Whaley's Children's Jam going on 42nd year at the Cornrow Bar, new venue. We're going to go through all the bands and the venues right now. Come on, Keith.
All the bands that are playing again, we are going to... First night is Velvet Nine, which I forgot to mention earlier.
Yes.
Sorry about that, guys. Velvet Nine Head starts it off. Short Circus, Screaming Casanovas, Hyper, Rushmore Pass, Locos, Sibyl and the Beast on Friday. Saturday is Mr. Cool, Domestic Disturbance, Super Horn Dog, Pillage People, Buzz Bin, Smells Like Flannel, and Thunder Gus.
Nice.
They are changed. They're not on the ads, so don't pay attention to... I'm sorry, Wizards Fool can't be there, but something happened with
right,
it.
Right.
It happens, and we still move on. So, tons of sponsors. It's going to be a great time.
I have been there multiple times, and it is a lot of fun. I mean, like, speaking from a band member perspective, it was not very often you actually get to hang out with a lot of those bands, because like during the year, you're playing, they're playing somewhere.
Everybody's playing somewhere, but you don't get to hang out like that.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a cool, like a Christmas party for the band.
Very
at the same
much
time.
So, yes. And it's kind
and
of
like you said, with the donations, if you want to do the $10 and you don't want to do a toy, you can bring school supplies or clothes for kids.
Oh, yes.
Anything that's pertinent to kids. It doesn't have to be a toy.
Oh, I'm bringing a toy.
Toys are fine.
And it's going to be
they love the toys too. They
it's
really
going to
do.
Be a very noisy toy. Some of that's about music.
And I'm sure you guys are advertising it, and it's all over Facebook and everywhere. So
yep. Let's talk about. We cannot close out the night without talking about Super Horn Dog. All right. So
okay. I love them guys.
All right. If you could describe Super Horn Dog with one word, what would it be?
Eccentric and beautiful. That's two words.
That's two words. But they both fit. I mean, all those guys.
They write some really great music.
They really do.
And the thing is, it's not like anything else. It's not, there's doesn't really match up to anything like, you know.
You can't really look at it too. It's like, oh, well, they're trying to copy.
No, you're not. And once you listen to their stuff, you'll just fall in love with it. You know, just it's because it's catchy.
I've had so many people like listen to it. It's like, I hate this. And then at the end,
a new song.
They're like, I love it. I love it because they just get acclimated to it.
They got a new song out called Ode to Chico, and it's a great song. And there's another one? Dirty Sanchez. Another one that's really fucking cool.
I can only imagine
it's
what
really
that
great
is.
Songs. Yeah, you just got to hear them.
All right. Here is from their Boom Goes the Dynamite album. Here is Super Horn Dog with Fob, and it's on Sessions.
I was going to suggest that song, so there you go.
There you go.